Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The Republican presidential field expands by at least one today when former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie officially enters the race in New York City. A mixed reaction.
I wouldn't vote for him. I didn't like him when he was governor in New Jersey either. He flip-flops on everything.
I think that's a good thing. I just feel it's a good thing to have more options for Republicans to choose from.
Tomorrow, former Vice President Mike Pence is expected to join the GOP race. Yet another weird twist in the classified documents case surrounding former President Trump. CNN says a worker at Mar-a-Lago, draining the club's pool, flooded a room where surveillance system servers were located. It happened about 2 months after the FBI removed classified documents. The servers were not damaged. Prosecutors have not determined if the flooding was intentional or an accident. About 1,300 people from more than two dozen villages in southern Ukraine have been evacuated after an explosion breached a major dam, creating massive flooding.
The reservoir, roughly the same size as Utah's Great Salt Lake, is in effect the front line. Ukrainian civilians on the West Bank and Russian troops on the East. It's one of six dams on the Dnipro River and supplies vital drinking water, power, and cooling for the nearby Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant.
Correspondent Molly Hunter in Kyiv says Ukraine is accusing Russia of blowing up the dam, which officials say cannot be repaired. It may be the last one, but thousands of people in Paris are back on the streets protesting the move to raise the retirement age in France from 62 to 64. The protest comes as the proposal is now law and has little chance of being repealed. A major breaking story in sports business. CNBC reports the PGA Tour and the LIV Golf Tour will merge. The deal would end the bitter legal battle underway and bring the big-name golfers that LIV lured away back into the PGA fold. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A lawyer for the Dutch man suspected but never charged in the disappearance of Alabama teen Natalie Holloway in Aruba is fighting his extradition to the USA from Peru. That's where Joran Vandersloot is serving a sentence in the death of another young woman. The attorney says Vandersloot is not accepting extradition to Alabama, where he's charged with fraud, lying about knowing the whereabouts of Natalie Holloway's body from her disappearance in 2005. A judge in New York is demanding that Congressman George Santos reveal who put up his $500,000 bail as he faces a long list of charges.
Santos doesn't want to identify the three people who raised the $500,000 needed for his get-out-of-jail card. The New York Republican is charged with wire fraud, money laundering, theft of public funds, and lying to Congress. Santos's lawyers filed a motion Monday night to keep the IDs of his benefactors sealed. Media outlets and the House House Ethics Committee want those names. The congressman's legal team claims revealing that info would spur retaliation, possible job loss, and maybe even physical harm. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
As more Republicans join the race for president, a prominent voice in the African-American community says he's running. Former Princeton University professor Cornel West wants to head the ticket of the People's Party on a platform of ending all wars and eliminating all student debt. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Bill Martinez.
Stop. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Cal Thomas is going to be joining us in just a second, talking about his new book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years of Reporting on America. And he joins us now. Cal, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Looking forward to this. Here you are, one of the most popular syndicated columnists in the country, and a living history of our times, of who we were then and who we are now and who we might become for better or for worse in the future, a remarkable chronicle of modern American life. What a precious gift. I mean, first of all, your life, your experience, your talent, and how you have documented your experience for us.
Well, thank you very much, Bill. Yeah, I thought on as I entered the 40th year of my syndicated column, over 4,000 of them, I'd take a look back and see where we came from, starting in 1984 at the beginning of Ronald Reagan's second term, and moving up to the end of last year. It's not a column collection, but it's kind of a roadmap or a diary, and some of my comments on what happened along the way. One of the things that ought to amaze a lot of people, or maybe not, is that human nature never changes. And whether you have a Republican or Democrat in the White House, yeah, some things matter. But, you know, the debt grows, government grows, attempts by even Republicans to reduce its size and cost are often rejected. I remember Reagan trying to get rid of the Department of Education, which educates nobody. And the Congress wouldn't let him do it. That's just one of many examples.
Well, as you said, I mean, over time, this just keeps on growing. And, you know, throughout your 50 years, have we ever cut back? Have we ever, you know, taken the lessons of the time and cast them forward in a way to where we could say we're doing a better job at it?
Well, I think a lot of people will be surprised when I tell them that the last president to balance the budget of the United States government was, get ready for this, it wasn't a Republican, it was Bill Clinton.
Right.
Got distracted with other things, but managed to balance the budget. So, I mean, here's Biden now as we're approaching a $32 trillion debt, something the founders of this country would have been appalled by. Here he's saying, nothing can be cut. We can't cut anything. Well, that's just baloney. There is so much in government that can be cut and reformed. Everybody knows Social Security and Medicare needs to be reformed. Social Security is going to run out of money in 10 years. You're either going to have to raise taxes or cut benefits or both. It's just beyond debate. But the politicians won't do it because they'd rather have the issue. And the dirty little secret about Washington is that if you solve a problem, you no longer have the issue. How cynical is that?
Exactly. Well, and the other thing, too, Cal, in my experience, is that I see a lot of this stuff is kind of, in a way, you buy votes. And if you can't buy the vote anymore, and you take away that power and that influence that they have with the people's money, they wouldn't know, they're not sure what to do with themselves. They can't even admit the ineffectiveness of it. I know that at one point in the Trump administration, they did a deeper dive into the situation, and they found that there was at least 17 agencies that had duplicative waste. They were overlapping. They were doing each other's job and going, wait a minute, why do we have all these different entities doing the same thing?
Well, it's largely because many members of Congress want to send money to their districts and to their states, and then claim at re-election time that they're doing the people's business and this is money they deserve. Now, during open season on Medicare, with these Medicare supplements last year, I noticed there were several words that were used over and over again in every one of these ads. Mm-hmm. Free, deserve, and entitlement, or entitled. Free, deserve, right. and entitled. Now, you mentioned a minute ago about dependence on government. We've moved from government as a last resort to government as a first resource. It's like drugs. Once you get hooked, it's very difficult to get off. And then when the Democrats promote this notion of envy of wealthy and successful people and corporations, poor people don't hire people. You know, the wealthy and the successful do. But that's also a foreign entity. I mean, we used to praise success and discourage failure. Now we're subsidizing failure and discouraging success, and we're getting what we have invested in.
Well, and the other thing, too, what I look at, Cal, is that the electorate, the body of the American people have been dumbed down through this process, whether we talk about the war on poverty. You know, I was talking with Bob Woodson about this here recently, is that it's a shame what they have done to the black people in turning them into entitled dependents. What kind of intelligence, what kind of offering have we dumbed down and lost in the process because we told them they didn't have to work or be productive?
Right. Well, it's a new kind of, slave and mentality.
Exactly.
Just listening to Tim Scott's announcement for president, African-American senator from South Carolina. Brilliant. Hope over hopelessness. Victory over victimhood. I mean, he sounded like the black version of Ronald Reagan. He said, we're not going to demonize or criticize our opponents. I mean, the question is, can he get the nomination? I mean, I think he could probably win the general election, but Trump is out way, way in front. But this is the kind of optimism that we that used to promote. Now, if you look at Biden and the Democrats, it's all gloom and doom. We're full of white supremacists. Biden actually said, I wrote a column about this, that the greatest threat to America is white supremacy. Excuse me? Not China, not Iran, not terrorists, not the open border, but white supremacy? Is he kidding?
Yeah.
It's sad.
Well, and think of it, what this disease and what it's done to infect the mindset of even our military. Our military, you know, their claim to fame is that it's the most diverse it's ever been. Well, I didn't think that's why we had a military, to be diverse. I thought we had a military in order to go and, you know, conduct wars and to win.
Yeah, well, China's not doing this, I guarantee you. They're way ahead, too, in their education and science, mathematics. We got kids that can't even read a grade level by the fourth or fifth grade. You know, the letters, the initials for diversity, inclusion, and equity are D-I-E, die.
Yes, exactly.
And we keep promoting this stuff in our schools, in our government, in our Defense Department, in our culture. We're going to die as a nation. There's just no question about this.
Well, and to be encouraged, I'm seeing more and more people do that. You know, and I'm glad you said that because they usually say DEI, and we have been saying DIE as well because DEI leads to DIE, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, you know, I mean, listening again, I hope your listeners will find on the Internet Tim Scott's incredible announcement for president. It was forward-looking. It was optimistic. He said, if I can do this, you know, my parents divorced when I was a child. We had to move in with grandparents. And I went from cotton to Congress. He had a lot of great one-liners in there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of optimism and hope that Reagan and other Republicans in the past have preached. I mean, he was even not embarrassed to quote scripture from memory.
Yes, exactly.
It's not something that he just used to manipulate people. He has lived this. He's a strong believer. And nobody else running for president right now has had that kind of attitude or approach to God or scripture or whatever. I mean, I think he's a real force. He's only got about 2% support right now, but we got a lot of time, and he's going to be visiting Iowa and New Hampshire, and of course, he's already well known in South Carolina. So it's going to be interesting.
Without a doubt. Got to go to break. More from Cal Thomas after this.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. 800-890-7088. That's 800-890-7088.
Team minutes. minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Cal Thomas, America's number one syndicated columnist. His new book, A Watchman in the Night, What I've Seen Over 50 Years Reporting on America. Cal, you mentioned Donald Trump. He is way ahead as far as the polling is concerned. I think this is an opportunity, possibly, for him to do something a little bit different. I know people, you know, whether it's Dick Morris and others said, you got to just let Trump be Trump. But look, you got to be able to assess where you are and the temperature of the electorate in such a way of what, you know, what the people want from Donald Trump, if at all possible, if he's to experience another term of office. What do you think?
Well, this is difficult because I know a lot of people, particularly on the evangelical right, disagree with me. But here's a group of supporters of Trump who said about Bill Clinton that character mattered. And they were outraged and shocked by the Monica Lewinsky business and all of his other alleged and actual adulterous affairs. But then when it comes to Donald Trump, it seems not to matter character anymore. Because he's a fighter, I'm told, and he can deliver. And look at the Supreme Court. Yeah, I give him points on that. But this interview or the town hall meeting at CNN a few days ago, he was defending the Access Hollywood tape where he talked about if you're a star, you get to grab women by their private parts. And, I mean, anybody who has daughters or any man who has a wife, would they vote for somebody who assaulted their daughter or wife like that or said that they could do it? I'm sorry. I just think that that's disqualifying. And there are plenty of other people out there. Ron DeSantis is probably going to announce in the next few days. There's already some other good people in the race, Nikki Haley and others, who are solid. And plus, they're much younger. I mean, when JFK said in 1961, the torch has been passed to a new generation. I think he was right about that. We need younger people, more vital people, more vibrant people. And Trump did a great job in many ways. He messed up on a few things, like listening to Fauci and shutting down the country. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to move on. And it is no criticism of Trump and the successes that he had to say, let's go with somebody else this time around. Who can win, by the way.
Didn't we learn from Trump, though, that there needs to be some sense of independence, that you cannot have a run-of-the-mill Republican candidate, for example, that is going to kowtow, you know, to the deep state and the bureaucracy?
Yeah, of course. Well, I think we've got that in a number of people. Certainly Ron DeSantis has shown that as he stood up to Disney and their woke stuff. I mean, Walt Disney would be spinning in his grave. I mean, Walt was completely separated from politics. I think he did one fundraiser one time in his life for a friend of his who was running for Congress in California. That was it. And he believed in appealing to everybody. I mean, dollars are dollars, whatever your background or race or gender or whatever else. But these guys have gotten into this. They're even doing cartoons now with LGBTQ characters in it. And it's turning off a lot of people. And DeSantis has stood up to this. And I think Tim Scott would stand up to this sort of thing if you listen to his announcement. All right. So I think it's not just Donald Trump doing this. We've got a lot of people out there who are opposing what's going on in the government schools and our universities and Hollywood and so many other things. So I don't think we're limited in fighters. There are a number of good ones out there, and it is only May. I mean, we got plenty of time between now and the first primaries, and then we got debates coming up, which are going to be really interesting.
Right, without a doubt. Well, again, I mean, the Republicans can be proud in terms of the bench. I mean, there is a breadth of talent available, I think, that, you know, really challenges the Democratic Party by comparison, don't you think?
Absolutely, Bill. I mean, who have they got? They got Kamala Harris. I mean, she makes Biden look articulate. They don't have anybody else. There's nobody else out there on the Democrat side. And to get a guy, to reelect a guy who would be 82 years old when he gets reelected and 86 when he leaves office, not to be an ageist or anything, but this is a younger person's office, and it requires a lot of mental energy. It requires a lot of physical energy. I've known presidents. I've met them since JFK. And, you know, the younger ones tend to do a little better and are more focused.
Right. Without a doubt. Well, and the Democratic Party right now is so compromised when it comes to health. You've got Biden, who is obviously, to the point where, you know, some noted, broadcasters have questioned his level of senility. And then you've got Fetterman, and then you got Dianne Feinstein. It doesn't bode well for the Democratic Party in terms of any kind of demonstration of character, does it?
Right. I think the D behind their names, the ones you mentioned, ought to be decrepit and not just Democrat. No, yeah. You're right. I mean, this is, but voters vote for them. I was watching the Golf Channel yesterday. I love the Golf Channel. And one of their hosts named Max Homa, he was talking about how to swing a golf club, but this could apply to politics. If you keep doing what you're doing, you will keep getting what you're getting.
Exactly.
Now, that's just kind of basic stuff, isn't it? I mean, if you keep electing these people, why are you expecting that they're going, something else is going to turn out differently? It's the old definition of insanity.
Exactly. Well, let me ask you this. Let me touch on a sensitive topic, and that it has to do with the electoral process. People are still confused, Cal. I mean, you got over 60% of the American people saying, they just don't trust what happened in 2020. What's your read on this?
Again, I think we need to move on. You can't change the past. What's done is done. Biden is president. All of these conspiracy theorists and the rest are not helping us move forward. We've got to, you know, even Reagan in his last letter to the American people when he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's said he was convinced that America's best days were ahead. He didn't dwell on the past. He didn't live in the past. It doesn't do the party or the country any good to keep wallowing in the election of 2020. Tell me how any of that's going to change. It just isn't. And we've got to put that behind us, and we've got to move forward. And we've got to have better security at the voting places, all of that other stuff. And I'm all for that. But we just can't, rewind and rerun the 2020 election.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to do that, but I want to be able to look at, just like you said right now, is that we need to do a better job in securing the vote. When you have people, you know, the Democratic Party admitting, I mean, they told me at Cal, they said, well, the truth be known, you know, Nixon actually beat Kennedy, but for some shenanigans that was done in Illinois, Nixon should have been elected president in 1960. And I'm going, wait a minute, you know, we've had Attorney General, you know, Eric Holder saying there's no such thing as voter fraud. It doesn't happen in America. And, you know, time and again, this keeps coming up. Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you talk about doing the same thing, expecting different results. I mean, I think this applies to this, is that, you know, our vote should be time honored. It should be on hallowed ground. We should be highly respected, and there should never ever be a question or doubt about the integrity of our election. And unfortunately,
I was going to say the other side claims the same thing. How many times have you heard NAACP and others say that black votes aren't being counted, they're being discriminated against, they're not being allowed inside the polling places, and all of this? Again, I don't think we can rerun the last election, but yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. Every challenge that people have advanced on the 2020 election has not survived a court hearing. And you would think that, I mean, and this includes judges appointed by Republicans at
right.
the state and federal level. So it's not just a one-sided thing. If there were convincing evidence that there were sufficient numbers, and that's a key, of voter fraud, and the ones I've seen have only been 2, 5, something like that, enough to overcome the election results in places like Pennsylvania and Arizona and Wisconsin and some of those other key states. And by the way, there are only a few key states with the electoral votes to put a president in office. All the rest of them vote predictably.
Look, at you and I could be on for days about this, and I just so appreciate having you on, Cal. Gosh, I just so respected your work over the years. There's a reason why you're the number one syndicated columnist, and your book, congratulations, we'll link it on our website, A Watchman in the Night. Cal Thomas has been with us. Cal, thank you very much. Godspeed, my friend.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
USA News Update. The Republican presidential field expands by at least one today when former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie officially enters the race. In New York City, a mixed reaction.
I wouldn't vote for him. I didn't like him when he was governor in New Jersey either. He flip-flops on everything.
I think that's a good thing. I just feel it's a good thing to have more options for Republicans to choose from.
Another weird twist in the classified documents case surrounding former President Trump. CNN says a worker at Mar-a-Lago draining the club's pool flooded a room where surveillance system servers were located. The servers were not damaged. About 1,300 people from more than two dozen villages in southern Ukraine have been evacuated after an explosion breached a major dam, creating major flooding. CNBC reports the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Tour will merge. The deal would end the bitter legal battle underway. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Hey, and we got a real treat. Lifestyle expert Justine Santaniello is back with us. Hey, Justine, good to have you with us. How are you?
Good to be with you. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Looking forward to this conversation as here we are. You know, summer underway. You know, many of us are looking for the latest trending healthy hacks and snacks that are easy to recreate and taste great. You're here with us to give us your go-to tips for enjoying a healthier living and more satisfying snacking experience this summer. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I mean, you said it just right. I think if you guys are anything like me, you are constantly testing out all of those latest hacks and snacks that we're seeing all over social media. So I put together what I like to call a summer cheat sheet that helps you guys out, right? We're going to do some new spins and takes on those viral health and wellness trends and snacks that we're seeing and just make everything a little bit more attainable yet still delicious.
Okay. All right. So let's open up the box. What do we got in the box here?
Okay. So I'm going to keep it very easy for you guys. So my first trick is you want to boost your summer snack with protein, right? We're hearing all about protein everywhere. The great way to do it, an easy way to do it, is with Premier Protein Powders. It's very simple, but they're going to give you that satiating protein, the strong nutritional, but also the taste, right? This really incredible taste. And what I like is that now they're giving you the option to choose between 100% whey protein powder, or they have a new plant protein powder, which is plant-based. It's made with pea and rice protein. So now you can choose which one's better for you. But no matter which one you do choose, you are going to be guaranteed at least 25 grams of that high-quality protein. And what I like is that the formula is creamy. So it's very easy to mix, let's say, into a smoothie or to use it as an ingredient in a protein-based recipe. They do have a few flavors that you guys could choose from. My personal favorite, chocolate.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Of course. I love chocolate.
Right.
that's a no-brainer. I'm sorry for people like other. It's okay. It's all right. But I'm with you. That's my default choice. You always got to choose chocolate. But you know, this is amazing. This is what we love about what's happening in the modern era with these snack options. And as you say, the choice between whey protein powder and plant-based protein. I mean, the plant-based protein has come a long way, right, Justine?
Oh, it really, truly has. I mean, the fact that we just have that option now to offer to people is huge. You know, now they can get their protein the same way that the rest of us can. You choose your flavor, choose if you want it to be whey or plant-based, and then there are just so many options of how you can use the Premier protein powder. So, for example, in the summertime, we hear a lot about smoothies, right? They're all over social media right now. And if you, again, you're anything like me, you probably have a million recipes for smoothies saved on your phone, which, let's face it, you're never going to make because they're either complicated, they have too many ingredients, they're too expensive. So I do have an easy recipe for you guys I think you'll like. I like it over the summer. It's called the Viral Galaxy Brownie Protein Smoothie. So essentially, this reminds me of those lunchroom brownies that we used to have as kids, but it's using ingredients you already have at home. So things like bananas, cottage cheese, avocado, Premier protein powder. So this is fun, it's delicious, but it is also nutritious, and you know it's not going to break the bank. So if you guys are interested, the full recipe is at premierprotein.com. It's a fun one, and we even put on top the Galaxy sprinkles for that little extra color and fun to it.
Oh, you got to have that, no doubt. You know, these smoothies, is this like a one-a-day experience or, you know, 2 days or just as needed, Justine?
I mean, listen, I personally, I'm a big smoothie fan. I'm on a kick of it right now, so I like to have one a day, but that's up to your personal preference. You can, of course, also use the protein powders in other types of recipes as well. It doesn't have to just be for a smoothie. Like, I know that they have chocolate protein pancakes. I mean, if you go to the website, they have a million different recipes to choose from. So this is just a nice way to have something that feels super indulgent, but you know it's protein rich and a better for you choice.
And doesn't it become in some manner a meal replacement?
Oh, I mean, I have my smoothies as my breakfast.
Yes, right, exactly. Yeah, that's
again. It also depends on your diet, your exercise routine. You know, some of us need more calories, more protein than others. So that's just an option for you. But you know, another viral trend that we're seeing a lot of right now is called nice cream, where essentially you're taking your favorite frozen fruit, I personally like to do strawberries, and you just blend them with milk, the milk of your choice, and protein powder, and that's it. So they call it a nice cream.
Wow, yeah. And simple and quick, right? That's what we like.
Exactly. Simple, easy. I don't ever like to do anything that has way too many ingredients. Like, the easier for me, the better.
Yeah, I'm like you because, you know, with the rapid lifestyle and, you know, as busy as you are and we all are, you know, we want something there and that would be substantial, that would, you know, carry us over to, as you say, whether it's a breakfast meal replacement, carry us to lunch or something in between, you know, lunch and dinner, right?
Yeah, I always feel good about using ingredients I know I have. So I have two little ones at home, so I am always trying to keep fresh bananas, fresh avocados, fresh fruits in the house for them to eat. But now I know I can use those things too, so I'm never going, nothing's going to go bad. I'm not going to be wasting anything. For me, it's huge.
Yeah. Hey, Mom, that's mine. No, it's ours. That's the way it happens in the household. It's called sharing, right?
Between you and I, who's buying all these things?
Oh, you're such a capitalist, Mother. You know. why not? Oh, man. Don't we?
In this house, we're going to share the fruit.
Yeah, exactly. The fruits of our labor here, and it's more my labor. It's kind of like I like what Shaquille O'Neal said to his kids. His kids said, "Hey, Dad, are we rich?" He goes, "I'm rich. You're not."
Yes, I like that. My kids are a little small. When they get older, I'm gonna use that.
Maybe you get them a T-shirt. You know, I'm poor. My mother's rich. Exactly. Well, you know, the other thing too about these delicious summer snacks is they're not weighing you down, right? They're easy to put together, and it has kind of a lightness to it, which is very fulfilling, right?
Definitely. And you know, a last tip for you guys, farmers market halls are also very big on social media right now. And I love a good farmers market, but I do know it can be very overwhelming when you go. Just keep it easy. Stick to what is in season right now. And if you don't know, look it up on your phone before you get to the farmers market. See which fruits and veggies are truly in their peak season right now and spend the money on that.
Right. Well, and the other thing, too, that I found, Justine, is that you ask questions. You know, talk to the people that work there. They'll tell you, you know, what has just come in, what people are experiencing, because they love to share and talk about the product that they have, right?
Yes, 100%.
Added bonus. Okay, we got to wrap things up, so tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Yeah, you guys can head to premierprotein.com.
Now, you know why we always love Justine Santinello being here. She's the lifestyle expert with all the great information to make summertime a great, fun snacking experience. Justine, as always, we appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Have a good one, guys.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with you, America. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez. Luke Bronin, the mayor from Hartford, Connecticut, is on the air with us to talk about, what is going on with mayors from a wide range of small towns and large cities across the country, coming together for the U.S. Conference of Mayors. It's the 91st annual meeting to bring together local and federal leaders. Mayor Bronin, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, what an exciting time to have, mayors right there where it's happening, where life is happening, where we're dealing with real life issues, coming together and, trying to come up with the right ideas to solve these problems.
Yeah, it's always great to have a chance to get together with other mayors and just talk about the practical challenges we're all trying to deal with. As you said, big cities, small towns, Democrat-led, Republican alike, we're all facing similar challenges, and everybody's working creatively to find solutions. And so it's always both energizing and you learn a lot when you sit down and have conversations with other mayors. So we're here in Columbus, Ohio right now.
Right.
This summer meeting of the U.S. Conference of Mayors, and it's been great so far.
Well, 185 mayors, boy, that's a lot of leadership and brain trust all in one spot, right?
Well, and you can always learn a lot.
Yes.
I always come out of these meetings with some new ideas. It drives my staff crazy because I come back saying, well, why don't we try this? Why haven't we done this?
Yes.
But it really is a good way to just take a pause and think about other ways you could be doing things and ways you can learn from other cities and share, of course, the things that you're doing in your own city.
Yeah, you've got to be able to talk about wins and losses in a vulnerable sort of way so that everybody can benefit from it. Mayor Bronin, let's talk about the top five issues that's coming up.
Well, first of of all, we're at an extraordinary time in our country to be leading at the local level, from the American Rescue Plan to the bipartisan infrastructure law to the CHIPS and Science Act. There are resources that are available to invest in our communities that haven't been there for a long time. And so a big part of this is focusing on how we use those resources most effectively. How do we make sure that we are creating jobs, that we're helping communities of all sizes recover and accelerate and grow jobs? So that's one. Now, of course, there's always a lot of conversation about issues like public safety.
Yes.
That's always top of mind for mayors across the country. You've got groups that will focus on specific issues, things like the water challenges that parts of our country are facing, the importance of building more homes and residential opportunities all across this country. Those are a few of the top issues. Mm-hmm. But again, a big part of it right now is we were at this extraordinary moment where you have resources that can be used for the first time in a long time to accelerate our growth.
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people are going to be pleased to hear this because they're trying to, get their brains around what's happening in their local community. As you say, a crime in some of these communities, job one, immigration, we now find, as some have said, that every city, every state has become a border state in our country because of immigration. What's the conversation regarding immigration?
So there are two different conversations, but both are important. One is what cities are doing to make sure that we're prepared to deal with an influx of migrants if we have that in our cities. But the other piece, I think, is a pretty general recognition, again, among Republicans and Democrats alike, that we've got some serious workforce shortages and workforce challenges in our country. We're hearing it from business leaders. We're hearing it from industry, industries of all kinds, and we're seeing it in our own hiring. It's an incredibly tight labor market. And so I think there are both parts of the conversation. It's how do you respond in an effective way when there is an influx of migrants, and how do you make sure that that we can handle it and support that? But also, how do we make sure that we're just getting a little smarter as a country with how we use immigration to accelerate our growth?
Exactly. How do you vet them, and understanding at the same time, for me, Luke, I'm seeing, migrants coming across and there's no vetting. I mean, we're not even qualifying them to see, okay, first of all, how attached to the cartels are they? Are they beholden to the cartels, or do they have, or are they really free agents to where they can come in and assimilate and participate in this great American experiment? Or are they worried that the cartels are going to do something to harm them or their families back in their homeland?
Look, I think the Biden administration is putting significant resources into border security. But again, from my perspective, it's really important to remember that there has not been a time in American history where we've not seen a large amount of immigration. And in fact, what we're seeing right now is not abnormal if you look through American history. In fact, what is abnormal is the extent to which we restrict legal immigration for folks who are ready to come and work in industries where we need them.
Well, we have, according to legal immigration, we allow roughly 1 million every year through a legal process. Now we're, kind of storming the gate here and putting a lot of pressure on, on our Border Patrol agents and everything else. And, to me, I think you've got to give people a fair chance to be successful. If it's about a job, and we know the most important thing just about that somebody can have is a job. And, I don't know that there's any kind of, human resource activity or consideration, for this talent that's coming across the border.
Yeah, that's a really good point. They're one of the challenges when folks have immigrated and they're trying to work and, as you say, to assimilate, it's often hard to find that path to work legally. And so the other part of that conversation that does happen at this conference with so many mayors from around the country is how do we make it a little bit easier for people to get that path to be able to work? Not the job. The jobs are there. But how do we make sure that people can work legally and that employers can hire folks?
And how can the taxpayer appreciate that, okay, we're on a plan here that's going to be have a positive effect for all concerned? And right now, the narrative is so combative, Mayor Brennan, that people, you know, look at migrants coming in, although, you know, we're the first to acknowledge we are a nation of migrants. There's no doubt about it. We don't want to, you know, forget that. But we just want to make sure that we're doing it in a way that is orderly.
Sure.
And not in the manner the way we're seeing happening on television sets across the country. It's disconcerting.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the nature of the debate is not always all that constructive, and there are folks who are out there just trying to use it as a wedge issue. I'm an optimist,
yeah.
And as a mayor, you know, I got to think about a lot of problems just through a lens of what's practical, not
yes.
through a lens of politics. You know, there's no Republican or Democratic way to fix a street. You just got to get stuff done.
I'm so glad to hear you say that. I think the partisan politics has really divided us.
Yeah.
And we've got to refocus on, you know, first principles and what unites us. And what
unites us
is this great American idea, right?
That's right. And you know, there used to be serious conversations about what a comprehensive approach to immigration would look like. For a while now, it's felt like we're just not able to have that conversation as a nation, but we sure need to.
Oh, without a doubt. Do you think that we're more likely to have that conversation, be more effective at the local level, or do we need to rely at the federal level?
Well, I think I don't know that I can make a prediction on that. Ultimately, immigration is a federal issue, so I think it has to be dealt with at the federal level. But what we can do as local leaders, what the U.S. Conference of Mayors can do, not just on this issue, but on lots of issues,
mm-hmm.
is try to speak with the voice of local leaders who are confronting these challenges every day on the ground, and take the politics out of it.
Again, exactly.
Say, regardless of what party we're in, we're trying to lead our cities and our communities. We're trying to make them as strong and healthy and prosperous as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to work together and as much as we can speak with one voice.
Exactly.
That's one of the things that got the bipartisan infrastructure law passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for decades, this country was talking about investing in infrastructure and couldn't make it happen. On that issue, mayors from cities of all sizes and both political parties came together and advocated, and I like to think that helped play a role in getting us over the finish line.
One final question, Mayor Brennan, here is homelessness.
Yeah, homelessness is a challenge across the country, and I think there are lots of complex causes of it. It's definitely an issue we talk a lot about here. I think there is a pretty wide recognition there that you often have a complicated mix of mental health challenges, addiction, poverty, but also we just haven't built enough housing in this country,
mm-hmm.
and we need to keep building homes, and that's across the income spectrum. That's homeownership, starter homes,
mm-hmm.
Which are in short supply right now, and it's also apartments
where
folks can live. And city after city, that is that housing crisis, housing crunch is at the root of some of those homelessness challenges, along with those other causes.
Yeah, can we say affordable housing in light of all that we're dealing with right now economically, with the inflation rate being what it is? No doubt it is a tough job, but there's a lot of talent there at the 91st U.S. Mayor's Annual Convention in Columbus, Ohio. Mayor Luke Brennan, who is the Hartford, Connecticut mayor, is here. And Mayor, I got to tell you, you give us some hope and you encourage us with reports like this, because this is what the American people need to hear, is that we have people who aren't there about politics, but about, you know, this great American idea and for, you know, sustaining this great opportunity that we have in this country and protecting our interests.
Well, I appreciate the chance to talk about it, Bill. As I said, great to be with all these mayors in Columbus, and you know, I'm looking forward to the next couple of days, but I really appreciate the chance to talk with you about it.
Well, thank you so much for coming on. You take care.
All right, take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Who listens to